Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. SEPTA has come to an agreement with Philly officials to restore some of its service for school transportation. The transit agency will restore priority routes that were eliminated or reduced effective September 2nd. Service will be restored on multiple bus routes. A full list can be seen on our website. Other routes will be augmented to reduce crowding. SEPTA will use funds from the $135 million transit subsidy from next year's city budget to pay for the restoration. President Trump is no fan of cashless bail and wants to withhold federal funds from cities that will use the policy through executive order. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams spoke with the ACLU of Pennsylvania to learn more.
Cashless bail allows people to be released from pretrial detention without paying any money. The president wants to do away with this system, concerned that it allows dangerous individuals to be released, threatens public safety, and allows defendants to flee before trial. But Sarah Rose, deputy legal director for the ACLU of Pennsylvania, says this isn't necessarily the case.
The executive order makes it seem like cash bail is how we protect people from people who've been charged with crimes, but that's not actually true. The way we protect people from people who've been charged with crimes is by denying bail.
Pennsylvania law already limits bail for dangerous individuals, and Rose says cash bail is ineffective in ensuring court attendance, often leading to unnecessary incarceration, especially since oftentimes public defenders aren't assigned until people are far down the process at their preliminary hearing, which can be continued for many months.
Cash bail is just extremely inefficient to serve the purpose that we're asking it to serve, and I think it has a lot of collateral costs that perhaps are not known to a lot of people.
The ACLU plans to monitor the order's impact before considering any legal action. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Today marks 1 year since hockey star Johnny Gaudreau and his brother Matthew were killed, allegedly by a drunk driver in Salem County, New Jersey. The brothers were out for a bike ride the night before their sister's wedding. Their deaths rocked the close-knit family. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Dougherty spoke with their parents about getting through this past year.
Birthdays and holidays are the hardest days for Jane and Guy Gaudreau.
We're lucky that we're a really close family. We've always been a really close family.
Jane says initially her daughter Katie wasn't sure if she wanted to go through with the big wedding after those initial plans were destroyed. After a couple of months of thinking about it, they decided to have one after all, and that went as well as anyone could have hoped for.
Surprisingly enough, it just felt like the boys were with us, and we were able. It was great to see people at a happy occasion.
Guy has spent many of his days as super grandpa, helping Matthew's wife raise their son Trip. Guy says the boys made him promise he would teach their kids how to skate, as he taught them, and being out on the ice for clinics again has helped him a little bit too.
I don't know if it makes me feel better, other than it makes me think of something different than what's happened to my family. You know, so I had to actually think, you know, what drill I'm going to do next.
John's family lives further away, and Guy says he's working on spending more time with them as well. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Dougherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.